Yes, thanks to Channel 9, Novak Djokovic winning a record-equaling 20th Grand Slam title and 6th Wimbledon crown at that last night. And who better to chat all about it than the one and only Miwa Bloomer here on RSN 927. How are you, Miwa?
I'm well, Scott. How are you going?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. And, of course, we're up and about with Ash Barty's win in the women's side of things there at the All England Club as well, which we'll get to shortly. But Novak Djokovic is just too good, isn't he? Far too good.
He is an unstoppable force. We've spoken about it before. Everyone knows it. Everyone sees it. And I'm sure he is very happy to prove to the world just how great of an athlete he is.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's just incredible. I know we've spoken about it quite a bit, about the GOAT debate. And I know Djokovic answered it, tried to answer it when he was asked about it last night as well. But I think even before this, it's almost indisputable, isn't it, that he's the greatest of all time, or will go down probably as the greatest of all time.
I think he's definitely up there, and the difference between him and, you know, the other top players now is he's still got quite a few years left in him. So I think this, as he alluded to last night, is just the beginning of him being definitely the greatest player of all time in tennis.
Of course, leveling with Federer and Nadal on 20 majors last night with that 6th Wimbledon crown, Miwa. And what did you think too? Obviously, for the most part, he was in complete control. He did cough up that first set from nowhere, but then never really looked like losing really after that, though.
No, he did come on a bit shaky at the beginning. His serve wasn't as precise, or maybe wasn't as effective as it usually is. And Berrettini getting that first game was incredibly important, and definitely kept him in the game. But as you said, he just got his composure. He used the crowd, even though at times it was against him, to spur him on and, you know, do what he does best.
What do you make, too? I know a lot of talk about Djokovic off the court, and everyone knows how good he is on the court. Do you think he's a little bit misunderstood off the court, or do you think a lot of the maybe criticism, and obviously a lot of people love him, but a lot of people not so much. Well, what do you make of the criticism probably towards Djokovic in general? Does he rub you up the wrong way?
I think he's definitely an interesting character. I find it a bit hard where to sit with him. He is incredibly respectable in terms of an athlete, and obviously off court he's said and done a few things that maybe not everyone agrees with. But also I think, you know, Rafa and Nadal are in such a limelight and everyone wants to keep them there. So it's almost everyone trying to, you know, keep this perfection of what they have as tennis in their head. And Djokovic has come to abruptly change that, I guess. So I think in that aspect, it's a good thing. Tennis is changing, tennis is evolving, and he's definitely the driving force in it now. Each to their own. He's not one of those players which you normally sit on the fence with. I kind of go back and forth a little bit, but for the most part, people love him or hate him, and I think that's what makes his game so interesting.
Turn to the one only Miwa Bloomer here on RSN 927, wrapping up Wimbledon 2021, run one by Djokovic and Barty on the men's and women's side of things. We'll get to, of course, Ash very shortly. Just a couple more on the gentlemen's singles there, Miwa. What did you make of Berrettini? Obviously had a very good run. I actually thought, I didn't think he'd win, but I thought he'd take it up to Djokovic in the final, which he did, and obviously was a bit nervous himself, that's for sure. But he's had a really good campaign, and obviously really a good quite a few months as well on the tour. So won't be the last we see of Matteo.
No, Matteo Berrettini is doing so incredibly well, especially here out on the grass. I think it was his debut Grand Slam final, so obviously a lot of nerves coming into it, but he played really well and, you know, coming off very confident and, you know, using that first game at the beginning was really important to him. He did have a few weak volleys that definitely changed his game up a bit and I guess didn't work in his favour, but he is doing really well. He seems to be quite happy with how he went, and afterwards I know he snuck off to watch the football. So I think he's had a pretty good day, and yeah, definitely not the last we'll see of him.
Yeah, a lot of people were rejoicing after Italy beat England there in that final. What an incredible match the Euro final was in the World Game this morning. But meanwhile as well, Roger Federer. Now, do you think it's the last time, probably not the last time we see him, obviously, on a tennis court, but the last time we see him at Wimbledon? Because, obviously, he went out to Hercas very convincingly, although he did have a pretty good time of it before that on the grass, was sort of working into the tournament. But against the really top players these days, he does struggle. So do you think that was his last Wimbledon? Do you get that sense?
There definitely is a chance that that might happen. I think it will be nice to go out on such a respectable high, but you never know with these athletes. You know, people think that sporting careers are over quite early, but these top players are now into their 40s and still playing really, really well. So I guess at this point in time, it depends on if he wants to or not. At the end of the day, we all know he's good enough. We all know he can still play that top level, but it depends how he wants to go out.
Now to Ash Barty we go there, Miwa, and what a golden run she had. The All England Club really peaking at the right time. She really worked into the tournament beautifully and looked a likely winner, of course, probably a week or so ago, and it came to fruition, of course, to become the first Australian woman to claim the title since fellow Indigenous star Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley 41 years ago.
It was such a special moment, Scott. It was, I think a lot of people were watching that game. I certainly know from my personal experience, more people than I've ever spoken to about tennis, and everyone was chatting about Barty, and social media was all about the Barty party. And it is such a special moment, especially because it is NAIDOC week. There were so many things aligning. You know, Ash Barty's uniform or sportswear was a tribute to Yvonne, and as she broke down when she wanted to make Yvonne proud, it just shows how much it meant to her and how important it is, not only for Australian sport, not only for women's sport, but also Indigenous Australians, and just how great they are.
And you could see as well, Miwa, here too, you could see, Asha, how much it meant to her. Just that realisation of a childhood dream was quite overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of that young picture of Asha circulating on social media, you know, in the days prior. So it's been a long time coming. So many things lined up for her, and she did have quite a serious injury as well. So for her to overcome that, for her to prove everyone that she is the best, and, you know, do it in a way that makes all Aussies proud. She's an icon of Australia, and as you said before, this is the beginning for her. So I'm excited to see her in the future, but it was definitely a very special moment, and I might have shed a tear.
Yeah, there you go, just quietly. And just on that as well, what did you think? Were you shedding a tear at the end of the second set? Were you a bit worried about Asha's prospects? Obviously, took the first 6-3. Looked like she might win in straight, but then obviously the enormity of the occasion, it's always going to get to anyone, let alone the best of the world. And Pliskova started to raise her game too and took the second set in a tiebreak, but then a 6-3 third set victory there, of course, for Ash. I myself, it's easy to say in hindsight, thought that she'd still be too steady going into that third set for Pliskova. What were you feeling going into the third?
Pliskova played really, really well in the second set and the entire game, but I agree with you, Scott. Barty has such a strong mentality going into these games, and she is, as you said, so steady. So I wasn't exactly worried, and she was a clear favourite going in, and she's proven why.
What do you make of Carolina Pliskova overall there, Miwa? We're chatting to the one and only Miwa Bloomer here on RSN 927. Ash Barty with that incredible win on the women's side of things at Wimbledon. Of course, Djokovic, surprise, surprise, winning the men's. But Carolina Pliskova, obviously, she was touted as a future Grand Slam champion quite a few years ago. Obviously, made Grand Slam finals a long time ago. Then didn't do much at all. Was pretty disappointing for a few years, but she had an incredible couple of weeks herself, and I think some people gave her some sort of chance of upsetting Ash. Obviously, that didn't happen, but she was terrific in the semi against Sabalenka. But you sort of get the sense that these, obviously, goes without saying, these opportunities don't come around every day. So do you think Pliskova will win one? I'm not so sure, but do you think she could still do it?
It would be hard for her to do it, I think. She obviously is a great tennis player, very worthy of being able to win one, but you have Ash Barty, you have Naomi Osaka, the two of them who are so strong, and then you also have about five or six other players who are just incredible as well. So, you know, it's within the men's, I feel like there is very clear winners that you would suspect to win, and obviously Djokovic is at the top of the list every time, but the women's is a bit more, I guess it's a bit more of a closer competition, but Pliskova, she's definitely playing well. We'll have to wait and see, but she wouldn't be at the top of my list.
And last but not least, Miwa, I really appreciate your time being so generous with it. As always, Naomi Osaka, what's news with Naomi at the moment, Miwa?
Naomi, she's come back out and into the public eye a bit recently. She's done an article for Time magazine. She's just won an ESPY. She's on social media a lot more and talking about how excited she is to compete in the Olympics. So obviously her time away from the sport has done her good. She spent a lot of time with family and friends, and she's also noted that she's had a lot of support from within the sporting world, including people like Michael Phelps, Steph Curry, Djokovic himself, and also some of the more well-known, I guess, celebrity or political names like Meghan Markle and Michelle Obama. So she's had a lot of support. She's written an article about mental health and the importance, and I guess outlined and articulated why she's done what she's done in a bit more of a clear way rather than just the actions and the steps that she took during Roland Garros. But yeah, she's back. She looks strong. She looks happy. And I'm sure that we'll see her do great, great things in Tokyo.
Yeah, very much looking forward to the Olympics. Now, just on the, of course, we're still a couple of months away, and we've got the Olympics well and truly before that, but the US Open, only a couple of months away, really. Naomi Osaka, just having a look, is the favourite at tab.com.au at $4. Ash Barty at $7. I know it's a little while away, but who would you have of those two as the favourite? Would you have Osaka as the slight favourite?
It's hard. Personally, I love both players, but I do think Naomi will do very well at the Olympics, and I think she'll ride that wave and that confidence going into the US Open. So I'd put my money on probably Osaka.
And just quickly, last but not least, for the 15th time, just I better ask about Serena Williams, because do you think her Grand Slam winning days are over?
I do. As hard as that is for me to say, I think, you know, there, as I said, the competition for being the best in women's tennis right now is so fierce, so close, that there are so many amazing players that it would take a good stream of luck. And, of course, her athleticism is also there and supporting her as well. But I do think it will be something that is difficult. But she is playing quite well, so never say never.
Beautiful stuff as always, Miwa. Thanks so much for your time once again. That's a wrap of Wimbledon 2021, and bring on the Olympics and the US Open. Thanks again, Miwa.
See ya. Thank you.